SBS Radio.
Joining us this morning is Kylie Possel, CEO and co-founder of Miracle Babies Foundation. Good day, Kylie.
Good morning.
Yes, today, November 17, is World Prematurity Day. It is a global movement to raise awareness on premature births and the devastating impact it can have to families. Before we talk about the numbers, having a baby is usually considered a beautiful blessing. In fact, when a baby is born, families celebrate. But when something unexpectedly wrong happens, that includes prematurity, it can definitely cause devastation in a family. I've mentioned prematurity. When do we say a baby is prematurely born and what's the possible cause of it?
Yeah, baby is classified as premature if it's born before its 37th week of gestation or pregnancy. So causes are wide and varied, and some families don't actually get a reason. They're an unexplained premature birth, but some reasons can include cervical incompetence, preeclampsia, infections, and, you know, it can be simple things like a traffic accident that is totally out of anyone's control. So there's a lot of things that can come into play to cause a premature birth.
Yeah. When I had my baby, I was diagnosed to have the heart-shaped uterus. I think it's 1 in 400 women that have this bicornate uterus. This one can't be avoided, isn't it?
Yeah, our founder actually has had her premature babies as a result of a bicornate uterus as well. So I think over pregnancies it can improve, as far as I'm aware. But yeah, high risk of premature birth through the pregnancy.
Yeah, and prematurity is one of the single biggest killer of children under the age of 16. Can you tell us about the extent and the number of families affected by premature babies in Australia?
Yes, in Australia, it's 27,000 babies every year that are born premature. So that equals to about 1 in 10 births, which is quite significant. And heartbreakingly, up to 1,000 babies will lose their fight for life. So it's definitely very widespread and affects a lot of families in Australia.
Mm. And worldwide, it's 15 million, am I right?
Yes. It's a large number, right, across the world.
Mm. Those babies or children who survive prematurity may still face lifelong health complications, isn't it?
Yes, some of them can go home with lifelong challenges, and some of those challenges are not known for several years, so the family goes through quite a few years of not knowing what those challenges might be. These can be cerebral palsy, blindness, deafness, learning difficulties and behavioural challenges, just to name a few, but there's definitely a lot that can be quite significant challenges for the family, and some that may need some therapy over the first few years but can be improved on. So it's such an individual and unique experience for every family.
Mm. What advice would you give to families of sick or premature newborns or children as well?
Yeah, having been through the experience myself, definitely access support services. Link into Miracle Babies Foundation. We're an organisation that operates nationally and can help you connect with families either through a similar gestation experience, a locality, so a region where you live, or a medical condition. So having access to be able to talk to and share your experience with someone who's walked a very similar road definitely helps reduce the isolation and loneliness for these families. And it's quite scary to know, but parents are at an extreme high risk of postnatal depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. So they're at an increased risk of that. So accessing support services can vitally help, you know, lower that risk and support them.
Mm, it has a domino effect, isn't it?
Yeah, it affects the whole family unit. So the baby, you know, may go home with challenges, and then the parents also have their emotional and trauma from the experience, but also dealing with, you know, and supporting the child in their development, you know, through their challenges as well.
Mm. Tell us about the support that Miracle Babies Foundation provides to families.
We provide a 24-hour support line, so that allows families, no matter where you live, to be able to access support services and connect with other families. So that's a really important part of what we do. It supports, you know, regional families as well. So anyone can access that. It's 24 hours. And we also have support services in these specialised intensive care units for the babies and families, and programs after discharge for the families to stay connected and support the babies through their development as well. So there's definitely lots of ways that families can gain support and access those services and resources.
Mm. This year, I think Miracle Babies has three key areas that you want to push through.
Yeah, definitely. We're advocating for parents for a few changes with hospitals and governments. And the first one is more access to family integrated care in hospitals. So where the families can be more involved in baby's care on a day-to-day basis. Also more access for the babies and families to have breast milk banks right across the country. They're very limited at the moment, and there are babies that that can, you know, have better outcomes with breast milk, and sometimes it's not available for mum, and it's not an easy thing to do. And we want to be able to support those mums that, you know, are unable or choose not to breastfeed, but to allow their babies to still have access to the breast milk while they're in those extreme premature early days and weeks. And thirdly, extended parental leave. A lot of these parents go through financial turmoil as well as the emotional impact, and mothers might have to leave work earlier than they had anticipated because the baby has come early. So it reduces the time that they have as maternity leave and paternity leave with the baby when they come home. So extended parental leave for these babies, they do need more time to spend with their baby, and they need more time at home as well to adjust to the challenges.
How can our listeners help in raising awareness and definitely supporting affected families?
We're asking communities to light up purple on World Prematurity Day, so the 17th of November. You can wear something purple, you can light up purple, so put a purple light, a purple lamp. We're asking corporates and businesses to light up purple where they can, and to really start talking about premature birth in Australia and how we can better help the babies and families.
Where can people go to find more information about prematurity that can help affected families?
miraclebabies.org.au has all the information you need on how to access services for families. If anyone wants to volunteer and get involved, do some fundraising for the organisation, and you can also donate. So funding is just vitally important for us. The more funds that we can raise, and especially through major campaigns like this, allows us to expand our services so that we can help more families in more regions.
And for those affected, it's really important to reach out.
It is, definitely. Don't be shy. Reach out. Call our number. Email us. Contact us through the website. There's lots of easy ways that you can contact us. And we're here. And we're here to support you and connect you with someone through your experience.
Thank you very much, Carly Puzzle, CEO and co-founder of Miracle Babies Foundation.
Thank you so much for your time.
sbs.com.au/Filipino. sbs.com.au